Yes.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231. As we kick off hour number one, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so just enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Start out the show tonight with the story about the iPod. Now, for those of you who don't know, the iPod...
Does anyone possibly not know what an iPod is?
I think people in the older generations may not be aware. It's certainly a tool of the younger crowd.
It's a Walkman without the cassette tape in it. It has a permanently attached cassette tape that's much, much bigger than a cassette tape. Instead of 10 songs or 15 songs, you can put 10 or 1,500 songs on it.
Yeah. It's an MP3 player, as it is called, and a lot of people have these. In fact, the iPod is probably the most recognizable of all of the MP3 players out there. It's got a huge marketing campaign behind it. If you live in New York City or a major city in America, you've no doubt seen their advertisements on the sides of buses and billboards and so on and so forth. There are, of course, other MP3 players out there made by a variety of companies, everything from SanDisk to Philips to even lesser-known companies, just, you know, Chinese companies, Chinese manufacturers. So there's a ton of MP3 players out there.
There's a ton of MP3 manufacturers out there, too.
Right, which makes this article and what's going on with the with Apple and the iPod just unbelievable. Let me get into it. From Wired.com. Updated iPods confirm Apple's monopoly, say lawyers. I can't even believe this is happening.
Nice headline.
But I guess in this crazy, just bass-ackwards world that we live in, people think that Apple has a monopoly on digital music?
People think that a monopoly can exist without government intervention. That's where the real problem comes in. Look, here, I'm going to make a statement. Without the government, you cannot have a monopoly. Without the government intervention in a particular area, there's no such thing as a monopoly. There has never been, in the United States of America, and one single solitary example of a monopoly that did not exist without the government's help.
There have been companies that have approached a significant market share.
Sure, Standard Oil is a great example.
In the 90th percentile, but that's
Microsoft.
Only because... But that's only because they were offering products and services that people wanted and were voluntarily purchasing.
Once those companies got big enough, they felt like they could increase their profit margins because, heck, everybody has to come to us anyway. And then that's when the opportunity presented itself for smaller companies to give better service, lower prices, you know, some other thing that they could provide to the client that the client wanted.
We can certainly get back to talking about monopolies and coercive monopolies versus market monopolies and that sort of thing. But let's look at how absurd the position of these lawyers is first.
Sure.
Wired reports that the press was not alone in drooling over Apple's latest line of digital music players unveiled this week. Lawyers were suing the Cupertino, California-based gadget maker, said the new devices bolster their antitrust case, accusing Apple of trying to monopolize the market for digital music players and online music sales, saying, quote, "The inability of the new line to play competing formats is part of the case," said Gregory Weston, an attorney with one of the nation's premier class action firms. Quote, "That is evidence that the company is acting like a monopolist and not competitive." The class action firm says like their predecessors, Apple's latest iPods will not play music encoded in Microsoft's competing Windows Media Audio.
So these people are complaining that Apple, a smaller company than Microsoft, will not play Microsoft's music playing format?
Are they smaller than Microsoft? Probably, but...
Very likely. You know, they certainly don't have anywhere near the market share in computers.
Yeah.
Well, that's ludicrous.
Yes, it is.
This is a big company using its power and influence, using the courts to get what they want over a little company.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't think Microsoft is actually... From what I understand, this isn't Microsoft that's doing this.
I wonder if Microsoft is funding these people behind the scenes.
Well, the class action firm says, again, they're not including the WMA format. So there's MP3. See, in the world of digital audio, there are different formats.
Should Chevy be required that all their cars are made so that Ford parts fit on them?
Should HD DVD manufacturers be required to make it so their discs can play in Blu-ray players? Or should the player manufacturers make it so that they can play every single disc that's stuck into them? Is it monopolistic to not do that?
Is it monopolistic not to take a regular VHS tape or an old beta tape? It's ludicrous.
Should Sony PlayStation be required to play Microsoft's games?
The Xbox games? No.
I mean, that's what these people are essentially saying here. And in addition, let me go on. Here's what the article says. Apple's players are capable of playing these files, but disables them with crippleware in order to force iPod and Nano owners to buy songs from iTunes, the suit alleges. Look, iPod owners have not been forced to buy songs from iTunes. iPod owners chose to purchase the iPod from a wide selection of market choices.
My understanding is that iTunes is very easy to use. And that's what...
I don't know.
That's my understanding.
I've heard both sides.
Certainly. Then if it was hard to use, people wouldn't use it.
Okay,
you understand?
Right.
And it's also my understanding that the iPod may not play the Windows Media Files, the WMA format that we were talking about, mm-hmm. but it does convert them itself. So
is that true?
I don't have an iPod. I don't care to give Apple my money for that extraordinarily expensive piece of equipment. If I want an MP3 player, I would go out and buy one from one of the smaller MP3 companies.
To me, it doesn't matter if the iPod converts the files or not. There are certainly other programs you can get to convert those files. But beyond all that, the people who chose to buy the iPod selected the iPod from a wide selection of a wide bunch of options. There are thousands of different options out there for MP3 players that you can purchase, and most of them support both formats. And more than that, most of them support WMA and MP3. The iPod is one of the few that doesn't support both formats. So your smart consumers that are looking to play these Microsoft files will not choose the iPod. The iPod purchasers bought the iPod for whatever reasons they wanted to. Maybe they love Apple products. Maybe they like the style of the iPod. Maybe they... whatever.
There are some stylish MP3 players out there, and iPod is certainly one of them.
No one has been forced to purchase an iPod. Therefore, no one has been, by proxy, forced to buy songs from iTunes. Apple, it says, the article, could license the WMA format for Microsoft for less than 2 cents per iPod, say the lawyers, which would make iPods and iPhones, old and new, compatible with music purchased online from rivals like Walmart, Napster, Best Buy, Yahoo, and others. Most downloads sold by those companies are WMA files wrapped with digital rights management, or DRM, codes that limit copying and set expiration dates on files from services that have monthly subscription charges. Apple sets its iPhone and iPods apart by making its devices the only ones that play Apple's own protected digital format, the FairPlay Modified Advanced Audio Coding, or AAC format. So we're already talking about three different formats here. Apple uses the FairPlay format on most downloads from its iTunes Music Store, where more than 2 billion songs have been purchased. Apple announced a range of new gadgets on Wednesday, including a 16-gigabyte iPod that resembles the iPhone, a 160-gigabyte iPod Classic, and a new version of the iPod Nano. Reporters dubbed the new gadgets delicious, elegant, and stylish, but the lawyer, whose firm helped bring down Enron after disclosure of the energy company's accounting irregularities, labeled the devices anti-competitive products. This guy is an idiot. He's either an idiot or he's a snide, scheming lawyer.
I'll go
scumbag. Yeah, probably the latter. Recently, large record companies and online music catalogs, including Apple's iTunes, have started experimenting with selling unprotected MP3s, which are playable on nearly all digital music devices, including Apple's. Some online services that offer music from independent artists and smaller labels have sold unprotected files for years.
Yeah, now, let's not forget for just a second that you may not necessarily even... An MP3 may not be music.
That's true.
Audio. Like, for instance... Free Talk Live. We put up our archives in MP3 format. If we had to put them up in every single format out there, it would be crazy.
It would mean more work for me every single night.
It'd be 50 different formats. God knows how many there would be. You wouldn't be able to record your professor in college class and listen to it later or anything like that. MP3 format, really great. And the fact that it's not protected or anything like that, I know that these lawyers would love to get their little claws into that and make it so that, well, we can't have the MP3 format anymore. It's not protected.
Some other jerk said, "While the unanswered question is whether what they're doing is exclusionary and anti-competitive, that is still the basic question. Does anyone else out there have the same questions that these lawyers do? Is anyone else confused, actually thinks that Apple is a monopolist? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you have missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all archived for you right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Free Talk Live archives going back an entire year. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you, $5, $6, $7 a month to access their archives. Ours are free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone who's new to liberty. So go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. That's libertyradiounderground.com.
He has a great episode up now that's on foreign policy and war, and I would recommend it to anyone.
Super. All right, let's jump right into the phone calls here, talking about Apple and a group of lawyers that is claiming that Apple is acting as a monopolist by not allowing the Windows Media Audio format to be played by the iPod. Which, and one more thing here before we go on with the calls. Here's a quote from one of the lawyers. It says here, The suit alleges that Apple customers were economically harmed because once they bought an iPod and purchased music at the iTunes store, they were locked forever into buying iPods?
That's ludicrous, for one. There's plenty of people that get some of their music from the iTunes store. And then some people who buy an iPod who never buy anything from the iTunes store. That's no, it's a lie. What that guy's saying is a lie. And this, whoever wrote this article, it's ridiculous for 100 different reasons. I mean, it's just bad reporting.
Apple said in court briefs, forcing Apple to deal with rivals may lessen the incentive for Apple or rivals to innovate and invest in economically beneficial facilities. It would require antitrust courts to act as central planners, identifying the proper price, quantity, and other terms of dealing, a role for which they are ill-suited.
Yeah.
And I agree completely with that.
Absolutely true. It's nuts that Apple should allow every kind of format out there, and they largely do allow every kind of format to play on their little iTunes or iPod player. Should we sue Saab because every other car company's wheels don't fit on their hubs? I mean, should we sue the tire manufacturers because every tire doesn't fit on the hub of my car? No, there's different sizes, there's different things, it's ludicrous.
I can't imagine there'd be anybody out there listening that agrees with the lawyers in this case, but if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you can make a better point than they are. 800-259-9231. Apple isn't even close to being a monopoly. Not even close. To be a monopoly, you have to have a 100% control over a given market. That's pretty much the definition of a monopoly.
Yes.
And in order to get 100% control over a given market, you have to have the government granting it to you.
Right.
You have to have the government to protect you from competition.
I'll rattle off some monopolies for you. Your power company is a monopoly. It is the only company from which you can get electricity. Now, you may be able to go out and buy a solar panel, but it's the power company. They are the only one who can deliver power down the telephone line.
You can't change...
Or down the power line.
Can't change companies to another power company.
Why? Because the government, either in your state or in your county, has decided that's your power company. Thank you very much.
Yep.
The cable company. The water company, which is probably the government.
Now, the cable
trash
company...
Trash pickup, likely.
Now, to be fair, though, the cable company has been worked around by the marketplace.
Well, the power company has, too. I can put up solar cells all over my property if I want to, and I can go off the grid,
but
as
still,
they say.
It's not optimal. It's not the free marketplace. It's just the market trying to come up with other solutions.
It's the market working around a government-instituted monopoly.
Exactly.
The only way a monopoly can exist. Please call in with some example of a monopoly that did not exist without government intervention.
Would love to hear that. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to the phones. Talk to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Maybe 5 years ago, I purchased my first MP3 player, and it was made by a Korean company called iRiver. And
wait a minute. You mean you weren't... Apple didn't come by and point a gun at your head and force you to buy an iPod?
Believe it or not, no.
Huh.
I actually, back then, thought the iPods were not worth my money.
Okay.
But my tune has changed since then. iRiver created, or they have a partnership with Microsoft, in which the way to get music onto their players is to use Microsoft's media player. And that sort of started to bother me after a few years. And then Apple came out with a better iPod that played video and had a color screen and all this. And so I'd say about a year ago, I purchased an iPod, and I love it because it works really well.
But the lawyers are saying that now you have to buy iPods from now on.
Right, but that's not true because all of my music when I owned an iRiver was on an external hard drive, and all I did was attach that external hard drive to my new computer and use iTunes to convert it into their AAC format.
Okay, so iTunes does convert things then.
Yeah, it's true the iPod does not play the Windows media file, but it doesn't mean that you cannot use your Windows media files to get them onto the iPod. You just have to convert them. And also, I have hardly any music that I purchase off of the iTunes because most of my music is CDs. You can still go out and buy any CD you want and convert it and put it onto the iPod.
Now, will iTunes allow you to do that? Can you pop a CD in your drive and rip it down to your computer in iTunes?
Oh, absolutely. You can do anything like that. I mean, there's nothing that I know of that the iPod won't allow you to put on to the device. It's just that it converts it into a format that Apple deems necessary. Just like the iRiver wouldn't let me use, you know, iTunes to put music onto that particular player.
You know, ha-ha, puke, they've tricked you. Now you're one of their corporate slaves. Soon you'll be working in the Apple mines.
it's a shame that they make a better product and continually improve it and won me over after a couple of years of using a iRiver product. So,
Puke, thanks for the expertise.
That's all lies.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. I mean, this has to be the most absurd lawsuit of the year. There is absolutely nothing
absurd
to back up their claims.
It's
these
an
lawyers.
Absurd article, too, because the reporter isn't being fair at all.
Well, they tried to contact Apple, but they didn't get a call back, apparently. So they had to actually quote what Apple said from court documents. So I think that the article's somewhat fair. I don't think it's taking a side on this.
But it's what they're reporting isn't true. I mean,
well, they're reporting on what the lawyers are claiming. That's what they're reporting on.
Well,
and that's news, because there really is an antitrust case here. So, I mean, this is a news article about a group of lawyers that's suing Apple in the name of the consumer. You must, your iPods must play every single format known to man. Otherwise, we're going to call you a monopolist. I mean, this is just nutso. And it just totally shows that most people in this country do not understand what monopolies are. I mean, I imagine there are people that will read this article and be shocked. What? These evil corporations, they're trying to control us all, when in fact, you've had choice all along. You were able to choose to purchase the iPod or not to purchase the iPod. And those who chose the iPod got what they got. And apparently what they got, according to Puke, is a device that plays virtually anything.
Yes.
Yeah, you might have to convert the files, but you can still play the music.
The software that comes with it converts the file automatically. You just drag and drop the WMA file into your iTunes thing, and it converts it into an AACP or whatever file.
1-800-259-9231. On the way, gun control. And we've got somebody on the line that wants to talk about knife laws. I imagine that might mean knife control laws as well, which we know that Great Britain is currently attempting to implement. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 800-259-9231.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really 3 companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, in my county, you could be arrested if you have a knife longer than your hand.
Okay.
The blade?
If it's, even if you're carrying the knife, or if you just have it in your house?
If it's just a folding knife, if you're just carrying a knife in your pocket, just a simple folding knife. Let's say you have a hunting knife you carry with you sometimes. Let's say you need to cut some bosses or something. You know, if it's longer than your hand, it will be, you could be arrested for it and get 4 years for it.
My goodness.
4 years.
That's outrageous. As though you can't do any damage with a 4-inch blade, right? That's where most of the rules are. It's like 4 inches is the maximum that you can have. As though that's not going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. There are car accidents all the time. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, do we take away the cars when somebody dies? When somebody dies, they people get hysteria and more repressive laws come in.
Well, somebody can make the argument that you need the cars to live, but you don't need a knife.
Right. If you take the knives away from everyone, only the outlaws are going to have the knives left.
Oh, you know? Of course. But, you know, I just don't think it makes any sense.
No, of course not. But what it does make sense for is the politicians, so they can stand up and have a nice symbolic law that they can pass that won't actually do anything to reduce crime, but will reduce your freedom. That's what politicians are all about, is symbolism.
I think it increases crime. If I know that somebody doesn't have a knife in their pocket, I might be that much more likely to rob them.
Well, now, hold on. It doesn't prevent knives totally. It only prevents knives over the, you know, 4-inch limit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually, it doesn't stop people from having knives in their pockets. That's what they're trying to do in Great Britain, and we'll talk about them some other time. But what it does do is it allows the politicians to get up on a podium and say, today, here in Maryland, we've passed a law that has required people to no longer carry the huge blades around with them, and this is going to put a stop to all of the stabbings that we've seen here in Maryland today. And it'll make it sound like they're doing something important, when in fact, all they're doing is restricting your freedom.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Speaking of restricting freedom, and on the topic of if you outlaw knives, then only outlaws will have knives.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the United States, here in America, they're not really too anti-knife, at least the politicians. The politicians haven't really gone on a knife confiscation crusade or anything like that. But they have gone on a gun confiscating crusade, and they have gone on a legislative party passing all kinds of legislation to prevent people from owning firearms
right.
in America.
This is really the it's sort of an offshoot of the gun disarmament, the victim disarmament laws out there to take the guns away from everyone. Well, you know, the politicians say, well, we've gone about just about as far as we can on guns without really having to take this Second Amendment thing to the Supreme Court. Don't want to do that. So let's go after knives. I know people hurt each other with knives. Pretty soon they're going to come after mag flashlights, baseball. They already do come after baseball bats. If you have just a baseball bat in your car, you don't have a glove and a ball.
That's a weapon?
In some places, you can get in trouble for that.
Amazing.
It's ludicrous.
I would guess New York City would be one of those.
I mean, fortunately, you can still carry a tire iron in your car, but I suspect the laws are coming out against that, too.
Well, again, they aren't really making moves on knives here. That's what they're doing over in the United Kingdom. They had a knife amnesty last year where they asked people to come and turn their knives in. You're only allowed to have knives now if you're going to be cooking with them, and even then, I think there are even some restrictions on that now. I mean, that's just nuts. But let's look at some interesting statistics from John Lott at LouRockwell.com, talking about Washington, D.C. In asking the Supreme Court to let the District of Columbia ban handguns, the city has a simple argument. Whatever one thinks of the Second Amendment, banning handguns is a reasonable regulation to protect public safety, say they. The problem for the city is that anyone who can look up the crime numbers...
Hold on, can I read the Second Amendment before we go on with the reasonable...
Oh, that old thing.
...regulation? Just, it says right here, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, that's just part of it. Obviously, there's something about a well-regulated militia. But the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Tell me about your regulations now.
They were talking about the arms on your body, Mark. Clearly, you just misinterpreted it.
I don't think they were. They were talking about militia before that. The militias, you know, are they exclusive to having
Isn't
arms?
Isn't that like a dinner club or something?
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on the Second Amendment and carrying guns and all that, but that's the problem here, Mark, is that it's all about the interpretation.
Sure.
And the politician's interpretation and the interpretation of men wearing robes in courtrooms matters more than you and I.
Well, the Constitution wasn't written for lawyers to interpret. The Constitution was written so that the regular people could read it. And I read that, and by the sounds of it, the government can't do anything to regulate my
arms.
See,
it doesn't matter, though, what you think. You aren't the one who's in charge, and you aren't the one with armies of men with guns at your disposal. We call them the police.
Mm.
Anyway, he goes on. He says that all you have to do is look at the crime numbers to see that D.C.'s violent crime rate went up and not down after their handgun ban.
But the politicians don't care about that either.
D.C. notes that criminals like to use handguns to commit crimes, and we all want to disarm criminals, but as long as one recognizes the possibility of self-defense, at best the city's claim can only be part of the story. As with all gun control laws, the question is ultimately whether it is the law-abiding citizens or the criminals who are most likely to obey the law. If law-abiding citizens are the ones who turn their guns in and not the criminals, crime rates can go up,
right,
not down.
Because criminals aren't going to give up their guns. Surprise, surprise.
The city's brief focuses only on murder rates in discussing crime in D.C., yet in the 5 years before Washington's ban in 1976, the murder rate fell from 37 to 27 per 100,000 people. In the 5 years after the ban went into effect, the murder rate rose back up to 35. But there's one fact that seems particularly hard to ignore. D.C.'s murder rate fluctuated after 1976, but has only once fallen below what it was in 1976, and that happened years later in 1985. Does D.C. really want to argue that the gun ban reduced the murder rate? Similarly, for violent crime, from 1977 to 2003, there were only 2 years when D.C.'s violent crime rate fell below the rate in 1976. These drops and subsequent increases were much larger than any changes in neighboring Maryland and Virginia. For example, D.C.'s murder rate fell 3.5 to 3 times more than in the neighboring states during the 5 years before the ban, and then rose back 3.8 times more in the 5 years after it. D.C.'s murder rate also rose relative to that in other similarly sized cities. Surely D.C. has had many problems that contribute to crime, but even cities with far better police departments have seen crime soar in the wake of handgun bans. Chicago has banned all handguns since 1982. Indeed, D.C. points to Chicago's ban to support its own ban. But the gun ban didn't work at all when it came to reducing violence. Chicago's murder rate fell from 27 to 22 per 100,000 in the 5 years before the law, and then rose slightly to 23. The change is even more dramatic when compared to five neighboring Illinois counties. Chicago's murder rate fell from being 8.1 times greater than its neighbors in 1977 to 5.5 times in 1982 when they passed the law. After the law got passed banning guns, then Chicago's murder rate, their murder rate went up to way up to 12 times greater in 1987. So before these laws are passed, the murder rates were going down because
right.
People could defend themselves. Then they passed these laws, and the murder rates went back up. Taking a page from recent Supreme Court cases, D.C. points to gun bans in other countries as evidence that others think that gun bans are desirable. But the experience in other countries, even island nations that have gone so far as banning guns and where borders are easy to monitor, should give D.C. and its supporters some pause. Not only didn't violent crime and homicide decline as promised, but they actually increased. D.C.'s brief specifically points to Great Britain's handgun ban from back in 1997. Well, the number of deaths and injuries from gun crime in England and Wales increased 340% in the 7 years from 1998 to 2005. The rates of serious violent crime, armed robberies, rapes, and homicide have also soared. You take guns out of the hands of individuals, and they can no longer protect themselves and their families. Are you a gun banner? We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while. And dealing with these patients who are so ill, I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The live Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where there's an auction going on. You can place a bid on our second banner on the website. See, we give away all the features on the site for free, so this is one of the ways that you can not only help support Free Talk Live, but also promote your business at the same time, or promote your favorite service or band or whatever idea, your website. Anyway, the current bid is at $53. There's just under 2 days remaining on the auction. You'll get the second banner on the site for an entire month. Probably for less than $100 if it keeps going at this rate, but you know.
There's no way at all to predict what it's going to go to.
It's gone as high as 150 in the past,
right,
and as low as 50. So
that's the way to predict it.
Place your bids at auction.freetalklive.com. We're talking about gun violence and gun bans, more specifically, because the popular political position seems to be that, well, the more restrictions government places on guns, the safer we'll all be. Guns are dangerous. We need to get them out of people's hands. That way we can't hurt each other. But that doesn't actually seem to hold up to reality.
No. How in the world are you going to get back the millions and millions of guns that
are
in the United
States? We're going to give them coupons. We'll give them a free
pizza and stuff.
Yeah, free pizza and a pair of shoes. That'll get the gangsters out to turn in their weapons.
The gangsters with their guns can take your pizza and your shoes and your wallet and everything you've got.
Mm.
Your pizza and shoe method stinks.
John Lott at LootRockwell.com he's running through some numbers here from Chicago and Washington, D.C., as well as Great Britain, and pointing out that in these areas, in Chicago and D.C., for instance, prior to their implementation of handgun bans, their murder rates were actually falling. Then they implemented the handgun bans, and the murder rates went up. And same thing in Great Britain. In Great Britain, in 1997, they implemented a handgun ban. After that, in the next 7 years, their gun crime rates increased 340%.
340%.
And that's just for gun crime. The rates of serious violent crimes like armed robberies, rapes, and homicide have also soared.
Which all could, you know, to some extent, have a chance of being prevented if you are allowed to carry a gun on you.
That's correct. Now, he doesn't mention it here, but as I recall, after they had implemented this gun ban in Great Britain, the criminals became more brazen than they ever had in the past. They would start barging into people's homes while they were at home.
Right.
Instead of waiting for the marks to leave and then going in and robbing their home, they would just go right in because they knew that there was a very, very, very small chance that this law-abiding family would have kept the guns that they, that you know, that had then become illegal at that point. So they knew they could just waltz right in, point a gun at the head of the household, and clean them out. That's what they did.
Mm.
The Republic of Ireland, according to John Lott, banned and confiscated all handguns and all centerfire rifles back in 1972, but murder rates rose fivefold just 2 years later in 1974. And in the 20 years after the ban, that is, and in the 20 years after the ban has averaged 114% higher than the pre-ban rate, never falling below at least 31% higher. Jamaica banned all guns in 1974, but murder rates almost doubled from 11.5 per 100,000 in 1973, 4 years later, to 19.5 out of 100,000, and then further up to 41.7 in 1980.
This is a little poor island. I mean, how here in America, where we're rich and we've got more weapons, and we have just a much bigger area to patrol, how in the world could we even think for a second that you're going to ban guns, keep criminals from getting guns? It's ludicrous.
Evidence is also available for other countries, says John Lott. For example, it's hard to think of a much more draconian police state than the former Soviet Union. Yet despite a ban on guns that dated back to the Communist Revolution, its murder rates were high. During the entire decade from 1976 to 1985, the Soviet Union's homicide rate was between 21 and 41% higher than that of the United States. By 1989, 2 years before the collapse of the Soviet Union, it had risen to 48% above the U.S.'s rate. Even if D.C.'s politicians want to keep arguing for a ban based on public safety, hard facts must eventually matter. If they can't see that gun control laws have failed to deliver as promised, maybe the Supreme Court court can point it out for them.
I wouldn't count on the Supreme Court to protect our
rights.
Hell no,
I wouldn't. The only person, the only people you can count on to protect your rights are gun owners, as far as on this issue is concerned. Are those gun owners who will have the courage to continue holding their guns, even in the face of a gun ban.
The pry it out of my cold, dead fingers crowd.
Yeah, exactly right. Because without those people to be around and potentially defend their families and loved ones and friends from attacks by violent criminals, we'll all be subject to robbery and rape and murder and just awful things. I don't trust the police to protect me.
Well, the police aren't even supposed to protect you. I know it says that on the side of the cars, but really the police are supposed to come and clean up the mess after you call them. I mean, that's all they are. They're, you know, the cleanup crew.
Right.
They're supposed to take down some facts after it all happened. And, you know, and putting the crime issue aside, that's the biggest issue when it comes to, you know, a person owning weapons. Putting the crime issue aside, our founding fathers believed in us owning weapons because it protected our freedom. When I say freedom, the only thing that can really come after your freedom is a government. At that point, at the point of the Revolutionary War, they had an oppressive government, much smaller compared to the government that we have now, comparatively. An oppressive government keeping them down, and the way that they were able to fight against this government was by having guns. If there had been some kind of disarmament law, we wouldn't have been able to have a revolution in this country.
Would we still be ruled by the British?
And that's what they mean by the first part of the Second Amendment. It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. They mean that we need to have guns in order to protect ourselves from the government. The Second Amendment is the very foundation on which all of our freedoms are built.
In fact, you could make the point that the reason why the government has grown as slowly as it has, the reason why government has taken so long to become as draconian and as awful and intrusive as it is today, is that we do still have guns, and they know they can only take little baby steps towards totalitarianism. They can't just jump in all at once, you know, dive in the deep end and you know, install martial law, because there are people that just aren't going to stand for it, and those people are armed. So they would like to take away those people's guns. That way, down the line, whatever sort of awful policies come down the line, we won't be able to fight back against them.
I don't know that the government has a grand plan to crack down on us all, but that's the result. If you want to take a look at you know, communities in the United States that actually have had revolutions, there have been revolutions in the United States in our lifetimes. Think of Watts, think of Rodney King. you know, there have been these riots in the black community. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody's going to argue that the black community does not get more policing and more government supervision than any other community in the United States. You can say whatever you want beyond that. These communities are the ones that have had to deal with the more oppression from the government than any other.
Mm-hmm.
So they've revolted.
Right.
It just goes to show that even here in the United States, we've had revolutions.
I wish I don't want it to come to violent revolution.
No, heck no.
That's not what I'm getting on here. I'm not saber rattling or anything like that. I would like to end this peacefully. But the fact is, you can't deny the reason why the Second Amendment was put there. And that reason is to enshrine the right to revolution. The right to revolution against an oppressive government. Because if you don't have guns to fight back against the government, you got nothing. Yeah, you can build the occasional IED or something like that, but you've got to have small arms in order to.
How can you have freedom to speak if you don't have the freedom to protect yourself? Whether that protection comes from a criminal, which is largely the reason for the Second Amendment, or whether it comes from the government.
The gun banners would like you to believe that all you need to be safe in life is the ability to pick up the phone and dial 911. And I just don't think that any of those gun banning people that are advocating that sort of mode of behavior have ever been in a life or death situation. I don't think they've ever been robbed or they've ever been beaten or they've ever had a loved one attacked or anything like that. I don't think they've ever had the pressure really put on them.
Nor have they must have dealt with the police very often. Because,
right.
You know, the fact is these things happen in the blink of an eye. A criminal busts into your home, and you don't have a chance to even, you know, do anything.
You'll be lucky if you're awake.
Yeah, and you know, call the police, call 911. You've got a much better chance if you've got a gun sitting by the bed of protecting yourself than you do of trying to pick up the phone in the middle of the night, find the 9, the 1, and the 1.
Right, and then wait for the operator answer and then tell your story. By that time, that criminal could be outside your bedroom door.
Slit your throat.
By that time, you could be dead.
Right. I understand the cops may come and, they'll be called if there's some kind of an emergency. If 911 hears some weird noise, they're liable to send a cop over, and he'll take 10 or 15 minutes to get there, maybe even 5. I don't want to be, I'm not trying to go after the cops here, but in 5 minutes, it's not like the criminal doesn't know that either. In five
sure.
minutes, they could have slit your throat, taken your jewels, and run out the back door, never to be seen. Or they may have slit your throat and still be there when the cop comes, at which point they may throw him in jail, but you're dead.
Or the cop might mistake you for the criminal. That's happened before, too. More on the way. You could take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is on the way, and you can bring up anything. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. libertyradiounderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of